We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah He. Now, previously in Mishnah Gimel, the Chachamim taught us a distinction, a difference between carrying in a non-residential area, such as a garden or what was called a karpef, and a residential area, such as a chatzer, a courtyard. Carrying in a non-residential area, even if it's enclosed by complete partitions, is forbidden if it measures more than 2 betse'ah. That's 50 by 100 amot, 5,000 amot squared. In that case, it would be, if it measures more than that size, it would be forbidden to carry there if it's a non-residential area. But carrying in a residential area, such as a chatzer, that would be permitted no matter how large it is, we learned previously. Here in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Heh, we're going to see Tanaim who hold more of a chumrah, more stringently. Ve'od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, further, that means in addition to the Chumrah that he taught at the end of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava teaches us another Chumrah over here. Hagina ve'akarpef shehem shivim ama v'shiraim al shivim ama v'shiraim. In a case of a gina, a garden, or a karpef, that is 70 amot and a fraction, by 70 amot and a fraction, which approximately is about the size of 2 betse'ah, Mukefet gader gavoa asarat tefachim, and it is surrounded by a fence 10 tefachim high. Metaltelin betocha, we can carry in it, ubilvad sheyeheba shomira. Only if there is a watchman's booth, that's a shomira, that's a hut in which a person lives there by day and night while tending to the animals or guarding the fields. So that's when it can be considered a residential enclosure, and you would be able to carry in there. Or bet dira, or if it, let's say it has some kind of dwelling there, a dwelling in which the owner of the garden or the kalpif would stay there once in a while. Or shetes muchala'ir, or if it's near the town. So then, in these cases, it is used for residential purposes. So according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava, the size limit of 2 betse'ah applies to a residential area. Not like we thought before in Mishnah Gimel, that in a residential area, it doesn't matter how large it is. If it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry. No, the 2 betse'ah limit of a size applies to a residential area, according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava. As for an enclosed non-residential area, carrying would also always be forbidden, no matter how small it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Now, the next Tana in our Mishnah, he basically agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but he has a wider definition of what's considered residential. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu en ba ela bor v'shiach u'ma'ara metalterim betocha." Even if the garden or the karpef has in it only a bor, a pit, or a shiach, a ditch, or a me'ara, like a cave. So these are different types of things that rainwater is held in them for drinking. That's already considered residential, and we can carry in them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an area is residential even if there's no dwelling there, like Rabbi Yehuda required. Rather, it just contains a water hole from which people will come and drink. That already makes it residential, and one is allowed to carry there up to the limit of 2 betse'ah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, now Rabbi Akiva argues with these previous two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda. He goes more in line with the Chachamim in Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu en ba achat mikol elu metalterim betocha." The garden or the karpef, even if it doesn't contain any of these things, which means it's not residential at all, we're allowed to carry in it, ubilvad sheyehe ba shivim ama v'shiraim al shivim ama v'shiraim, as long as it's not bigger than 70 amot and a fraction, by 70 amot and a fraction, which is approximately 2 betse'ah. According to Rabbi Akiva, It is the non-residential area that is subject to the size limit. Carrying in a residential area, however, would be permitted no matter how large it is. That's more in line with the opinion of Chachamim that was stated in Mishnah Gimel before. There is a little bit of a difference in one detail. Rabbi Akiva holds that a non-residential enclosed area cannot be larger than 70 and a fraction by 70 and a fraction. That comes out to slightly less than 4,994 square amot. Whereas the Chachamim in Mishnah Gimel, they said the limit is 5,000 square amot. It's a minute difference, but it is a difference nonetheless. Now the Mishnah brings us a machloket tanaim, in which both sides agree that carrying in a non-residential area is permitted if it's 2 bet se'ah or smaller. However, the machloket will be what shape it must have in the event that it measures exactly 2 bet se'ah. Rabbi Eliezer says, imaya orka yater al rochbah afilu amma achat en metaltelim betocha. If the length of the garden or the kalpif is more than its width, by even one amma, we cannot carry in it. Carrying in a non-residential area of such a size is prohibited unless it is exactly square. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu orkah pi she'enayim berochbah metaltelim betocha, even if it's rectangle, that the length is twice as long as the width, you're allowed to carry in it. As long as, of course, it's not bigger, it's not larger than the size of 2 bet se'ah. That's Mishnah He. Mishnah Vav is going to give us yet another opinion regarding the size of an enclosed gina or karpif, in which carrying is permitted on Shabbat. Amar Rabbi Elai. Rabbi Elai says, Shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, va'afilu hi kebet ko, that it's permitted to carry in an enclosed garden or a karpef, afilu ikebet ko, even if it's as large as a bet ko, which is actually 30 bet se'ah. So it comes out, in summary, that we have actually four opinions regarding the size of an enclosed non-residential area in which carrying is permitted. The four opinions are like this. Rabbi Elai, who we just heard now, reports in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that carrying is allowed in such an area as long as it's not larger than a bet ko, which is approximately 75,000 square amot. That's the most lenient opinion. Then we have the opinion of Chachamim in Mishnah Gimel that say it shouldn't be more than 5,000 square amot. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we saw in the previous Mishnah that holds it shouldn't be larger than 4,994 square amot. And then we have the most stringent opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda, which we saw in Mishnah Hey, that carrying is prohibited in a non-residential area of any size at all. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Vafilu hi kebet ko. Now, once the Mishnah mentioned a ruling that was taught over to us by Rabbi Elai in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah is going to tell us two more halachot of Rabbi Elai in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Vechen shamati mimenu, and I also heard from him, Rabbi Elai says, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, anshei chatzer, members of a chatzer, of a courtyard. Okay? And they formed the eruv. They have to make eruve chatzerot in order to carry in the chatzer, they have to make eruv chatzerot. So anshe chatzer sheshachach echad mehem velo erev. One of them forgot to join in the eruv. Okay, beto asu mileachnis umilehotzilo. His house is still forbidden for him to carry in and out of his house. Avalahem mutar, but it's permitted for them to carry in and out of his house. Just to explain a little bit clearer, the halacha of eruvei chatzerot is that if several houses open into one common courtyard, so it's forbidden on Shabbat to carry from the courtyard, from the chatzel, into any of the houses, or from any of the houses into the chatzel, unless the owners of all the houses joined together in doing eruvei chatzerot. The halacha is that all of the homeowners have to participate in the eruv. If one of them fails to participate, it's not effective. However, if let's say one of them does not join in the eruv, it can be solved to some extent if that person says, even if he says on Shabbat, that he gives up his right to use the courtyard. In that case, it becomes permitted for anyone to carry in and out of the other houses. So Rabbi Elai over here is saying in the name of Rabbi Eliezer how the house of that person himself should be treated. So he's saying, if let's say it happened that the people of the chatzer, they did eruvei chatzerot, but one of them forgot to do eruv chatzerot. He didn't join. But then he abandoned his right to using the chatzer, right? So in that case, when he abandoned his right, beto asu mileachnisu mileotzilo, it's still forbidden for him to carry in and out of his house, but for them, lahem mutar, it's permitted for them to carry in and out of his house. And the next halacha that Rabbi Elai says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, v'chen shamati mimenu, and I also heard from him, sheyotzim be'akrevanim b'pesach, that one can fulfill the obligation of eating maror on Pesach with akrevanim. Akrevanim is a bitter vegetable whose leaves are shaped like akrav, like scorpions. So, however, according to the halacha, the Baal Tenura says, akrevanim are not maror, and one who eats this plant on the night of Pesach is not fulfilling his obligation of eating maror. But Rabbi Elai said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that this type of plant, one can be yotze, the mitzvah of eating maror on the night of Pesach. And Rabbi Elai concludes, V'chizarti al kol talmidav ubikashti lichaver. I went around to all of Rabbi Eliezer's students, and I searched for someone who also heard of these three rulings that I heard, v'lo matzati, and I didn't find anyone else who heard them. This concludes Perek Sheni of Masechet Eruvin. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.